U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand brought her campaign against opioid addiction to Albany's Hope House today. She continued to push for legislation regulating opioid pain medication prescriptions. Gillibrand has been beating the drum for her Preventing Overprescribing for Pain Act. Gillibrand said one-time prescriptions written for patients after surgery or dental work can be doorways to addiction. Between 1999 and 2010, she says there was a 400% increase in sales of prescription opioid pain relievers in the U.S.
This legislation would finally give us the tools we need to start fighting back against overprescription.
Bishop Emeritus Howard Hubbard says no one is immune to the lure of opioids.
Today, this problem of opioid abuse is no respecter of socioeconomic background. It can be found in every single community in our capital district.
According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, teens who receive an opioid prescription by 12th grade are 33% more likely to abuse opioids after high school. Dr. Charles Argoff is a professor of neurology at Albany Medical College and director of the Comprehensive Pain Center at Albany Medical Center.
We know that for some people, for select people, the short-term use of this class of medicine may be appropriate for a few days. I have personally experienced as a parent seeing my children being given a prescription for Vicodin for simple wisdom tooth extraction, 60 pills, and when you used to be able to give refills. That's not best practice. That has to stop.
If Gillibrand's bill becomes law, the CDC would be required to impose guidelines and restrictions for prescribing narcotic painkillers like hydrocodone and oxycodone for acute pain management. Acute pain includes pain following a broken bone, wisdom tooth extraction, or other surgeries, whereas chronic pain is long-term pain that can last weeks, months, or years.
Right here in the Capital Region between 2004 and 2013, the number of prescription opioid-related deaths rose by 410%. Opioid addiction is destroying too many lives in the city of Albany, in our rural communities, and in our suburbs. And so it's time for Congress to act.
While passage through the Senate could take time, Gillibrand says the White House could make it happen now.
They could just tell the CDC to issue these guidelines.
Also Friday, the Democrat signed her name to a letter to the White House, penned by a bipartisan group of 26 senators and representatives, urging President Obama to remove barriers to research on medical marijuana and facilitate new medical research on cannabis and its derivatives. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.